Some people will say, I love God. I pray. I fast. But I'm not receiving blessings like other people. I told someone that the principle of giving, when you give, if I meet you now and I give you 10,000, did you ask me for the money? If I just meet you and give you 10,000, did you ask me for the money? No, I gave you. It's called giving. When you ask me and I give you without returning back, that's a different principle. I don't know. Are we following?
Yes.
Then when you ask me to loan you that you pay back, and I give an letter call you and say don't pay back, that's another principle.
Yeah.
Let me explain this to you. Now, I want you to work with your imagination. You meet somebody on the road. He's not a beggar. You just met him. You saw him seeking for help somewhere. Hey, please, can you help me? And you called him, sir, come, please. What are you looking for? He said, please, I need 5,000 naira to pay my school fees and everything. You can't 5,000 and give him. You don't know the person. He goes. The same way you give him, somebody in your time of need will come from nowhere and bless you. And that is how you will know that that thing, he said, see, he said something very, very important. He said, someone should help me to the verse where God said that. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. It's in the book of Luke. It should be Luke 6 verse 38. Can someone go there? Luke 6 verse 38. Let's check. I don't know. Luke 6 verse 38. That should be. Luke 6 verse 38. Let's see what Luke 6 verse 38 says. Anybody?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that what he said? Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, read, please. Someone should read. Yeah, hallelujah.
Luke 6, that's it.
Mm.
Give and it shall be given unto you.
Now listen, pay attention to this. He's saying give and it shall be given unto thee. Eh?
Good measures, pressed down and taken together.
He said good measure. You know what it means that something is a good measure? Praise the Lord Jesus. Are we here? Follow me. You know what it means that something is a good measure? If I give him 5,000 and you give me 10,000, it's a good measure. If I give 5,000, you give 5,000, it's okay. It's not a good measure, it's okay. Because what I gave back was what I got back. But when the Bible says good measure, it means that if I give 5,000, I'm getting back in 20,000, and that is a good measure.
Yes,
then what the guy said, what did he say?
I don't know.
He said, no, he said, give him.
And shake it together.
Press down. He said, press down.
Press down.
Now, that means that if you give me one tin of Milo, when they are giving you, they'll give you one tin of Milo. They will press that tin of Milo down. It will become half. And more will be added. Now listen. He said something about shaking together.
Yeah.
Now, you can't shake Milo together. Because if you shake it together, it's the same Milo. But what God is saying that he will give you a different kind of Milo. That you will shake it together. See, if you can't shake rice together, it will still be rice. What's the essence? But when you put rice and beans, you turn it together. That means God is saying that you gave me Milo, I will give you milk, I will give you liquid milk, I will give you thin milk, I will give you sachet milk, I will put it together in that same container like if it is one thing that you gave to me, but I will shake it together. Jesus. Can you shake rice and rice together?
No.
For you to shake something together, it's not when you put, let's say for example, if you put beans, if you put sugar and put garlic, you will shake it now, you turn it back. But if you put garlic and garlic, what are you turning it for? And the only time you turn something means the sugar will be there, granite will be there, pink milk will be there, Milo will be there, water has to be there. Then when you turn it together and when you test it, keep in mind you gave only garlic, but you are receiving sugar as a bonus. You are receiving milk as a bonus. You are receiving granite as a bonus. Only you can have a shit. Oh, you're not screaming. And now, the last thing he said, roll together. Roll over.
Running over.
It means that the blessing will come. Eh? The rolling, see, if you bring Gary, or if you bring Milo now, put on the ground. If you roll it on the sand, the back of that Milo will pick some sand.
Mm-hmm.
Abi?
Yes.
So God is saying that after I have filled your blessings, after I have done what? Filled your blessings, you gave one Milo. God gave 2 Milo, added milk, added sugar, added water in the same container. you will roll it on the ground, that even the back of the millo will pick some particles of anointing. Oh, Jesus. And here again, he said, who will give it to you? Keep reading, sir.
Shall men give unto your bosom?
Shall men give unto your bosom? Did he say, shall God give unto your bosom?
No.
Men, that means when you bless a man, God will raise another man to bless you, Jesus. Ah, is that what, sir?
For with the same measure.
Pay attention. For with the same measure
that you made, with that it shall be measured unto you again.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, with the same measure, have a sister. He said, with the same measure you give, in that same measure. Now, I want you to understand this revelation. Jesus. Viene moshanda rabande recosuto. Rebabarabade gezede recoso de moshanda rabande. Nene moruna rabada ragazede. Now, he said, with the same measure. Pay attention, please. This is important. This is important. This is more than any other thing you can. I don't know. You see, when I read the Bible, just one verse. Look at, we have not just, all we're teaching here is just three verses in the Bible and one other verse. That was just explaining. But look at the blessing that lies in just two different chapters. Jesus. It's not up to six verses. But look at the blessing. How much more the whole Bible? Jesus. And what does God say? He said, in the same measure you gave, shall man give to you.
Yes.
Shall men give to you. In the same measure you give. So, let me tell you the measure. Do you know that someone that has 10 naira, someone that gives an offering of 10 naira, can receive more than someone that gives an offering of 2 million naira?
Yes.
Should I explain? If the 10 naira I'm giving is the only thing I have in this world, the measure of it shall be 100%. And when it comes back, it can come back in 10 billion. But if I give 2 million and what I have in my account is 300 million, I have not given the measure. Ah, some of you are just getting it down. The measure at which you give, the measure is talking about the measure of your pocket at which you give. Determine the measure you get back. If you give 2 million and everybody says, hey, 2 million. That is why Jesus said that the woman that gave the highest was the woman that gave all measure. The measure she gave was the highest she has in the house. The measure you're showing off was not the highest you have. But in the eyes of man, that's why he said something here. He said, be not wise in thy own eyes. You are wise in your own eyes. One nanny of 2 million. They don't know I have 300 million. Yeah, we don't know, but God knows.
Yeah.
Look at that woman. She's giving 100 naira. No. No. That woman offering just shook heaven. That woman offering just moved Angel Michael from his chair like this. Jesus. There's some offerings that you give that provokes heaven. I'm going to share you a little secret, but I don't really like sharing certain secrets in public. But when you give, you must receive. It is a must. Be careful of those who give and they show it in public. They have received their rewards from the public. But a dangerous giver is the one who gives and nobody knows he gave. And when blessings come, you're saying, what is happening to this man? Why is this man, or is he the only one that is called? Dangerous giver. How many of you, do you know that the Lord gives? He gives in billions. But you will never see it announced. He will never write in any of his book. But in the realm of the spirit, we know he's giving. No man can attain such prosperity level without being a dangerous giver. Me, the little I give, I'm driving a brand new car. So if he has a jet, he must have given something more than... Hey, Jesus. No, check out. No, let's do mathematics. If you, the little you are giving, is giving you a house, you are staying in a house comfortable.
Yes.
Someone is paying for the house rent. Maybe your house is 500,000 and someone is paying for it, or 300,000, someone is paying for it. You are giving us 5 naira, 20 naira, 100 naira. And somebody's driving a private jet, there must be something. The giving he has given is, And remember, he must have been given in a good measure. That means if he has, see, David said, I will not give God what will not do what? Cost me. Oh yeah, I follow your phone. That was the measure they are talking about. Some people say, the measure you give is the measure you give. If you have 100 naira, go and borrow 10,000 and say, I'll allow you. And this is done, I'll lie. And don't be pushed into giving. Give because you want to give. You know, this is what we're still talking about, Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. But I want us to elaborate on it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. My battery. Our God is an awesome God. Are you blessed today? Are you blessed? Are you sure you are blessed? I want to give room for questions.
Can we celebrate Jesus?
Let me tell you something. The principle I lay down here, I tell you, there's something I always tell people. Before I preach anything, I learned it from my father, my spiritual father, Reverend God's Power. He says, don't preach if you have not tried it. And that is why when I preach, I understand it because I've tried it. I've tried it. There's some giving you will give. If you go back home, you'll be restless. You'll be questioning, God, did you really allow me? You're not asking whether it's God that told you. You're asking God, did you really allow me to do this thing? You are asking God, why did you allow me to do this thing? And God will keep quiet. And when you keep giving, the heaven is getting filled. Oh. And he will open the vault of heaven. And the blessings shall upon you. You see, the blessings of God are always so much.